Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mohegan Sun Arena. Tonight, we've got David Cassidy. Keep those screams going right now for the Rockin' Lon Bronson and the Cassidy Band.
got a silver little girl, she's on my mind. No doubt about she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes you're gonna make me feel so bad.
These were invitations sent out by me, myself, to all of my friends here in Connecticut. Am I right? Yeah. Are we having fun here? It's Friday night. It's the first time it's been over 32 degrees. Come on. Take you on a little trip. Imagine you and I on a multicolored bus traveling around America in the 1970s together. Shall we? I guess that answered that question. With or without your permission, I just hate it when entertainers go, "Now, with your permission, I would love to sing a song." Thank you, Sammy. I'm gonna sing a song. I'm not ready to start yet. Hold on. Just stay with me. Am I speaking Greek up here? This is one of my all-time favorite songs that I sang when I had much more hair. It was on one of the many, many successful albums. It reflects the spirit of the time that I was a teenager, not so terribly long ago. I'm a freaking liar. See if you can remember this one.
We know walking downtown, feeling mighty good. and I noticed from the corner how all alone she stood underneath the moonlight, angel in disguise, a little runaway, teardrops in her eyes. Crazy little rag, her hair was white and tossed, and I put my arms around her, 'cause I knew that she was lost. She didn't seem to notice that anyone was near. Suddenly she turned to me, she whispered in my ear. Oh, yeah.
Particular venue. As some of you may have heard, I've actually been here before, and this is my favorite venue to play in all of North America, and obviously, being said, the world. It's truly a very, very special place for me and for all of us. For the last few years, we've been coming here, and I used to live in Connecticut, and they chucked me out 4 or 5 years ago. I want to do a few hits of mine and the Partridge Family's from the 70s, and whether you object or not, I'm doing it anyway, okay? This next song was written by two of my favorite songwriters and obviously one of my favorite bands, because I recorded a couple of their songs, written by Felix Cavallari and Andy Brigati. I actually had a number one record all over the world, and it was actually even top 15 here in the United States, so hopefully you'll remember this one as well.
Woo!
Never to have any scripted material. I know you're shocked. You mean to tell me, Elman, that he didn't write all this stuff and memorize it? Yes. Sadly, that's true. Tonight is no exception, and I'm going to sing a song that was... I recorded the song live. I had a big hit with it when I was with the Partridge Family. It was a big hit all over the world. It was a multi.
I think I love you!
You know, as the years go on, actually, I had a few more hits than that, but it's okay. People now walk up to me, hey, I remember your song. Which one of the 412 do you remember? Anyway, you know, it's a great song. That's a great song, too. But this is a song that I actually rearranged. I played it for the first time live when I was playing Wembley in 1973. Went on my live album, and the writer of the song, who had had a hit with it 10 years before the Partridge Family and I had a hit with it, came and heard my arrangement, and he covered it. Anyway, here's my version of it, the way I sang it in 73, only not quite as high. Lawrence Welk is dead, man.
You tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. Girl, there's just no living without you. Don't take live and learn, get with me.
on Mondays when you give your love to me. And I live a perfect life, for all time and space, but I remember some Monday. Thank you very much. Ah, yes. It's so... No, but we can shake hands and get to know one another. I think that's a little limited. Hey, hey. Hey, God. Just kidding, honey. Ah, thank you, Frank. Ladies and gentlemen, my very, very, very fine bass player and friend, Mr. Frank Fabio, right here. Oh, come on. He's in room 2575. Anything I can do for you, buddy? Have we got any water around, Frank? I didn't mean to insinuate you're the water boy into this. In spite of his looks, he's actually extremely mean. He's great. Here's the part of the show where what looks like water is actually vodka. No, kidding. You'll be disappointed. It's just water, buddy. So back. Jesus, where did that come from? These newfangled. Electrical. I'm getting a little bit of a noise, feedback kind of thing. I don't know what you call that these days. Well, that sounds... Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to be polite. Does it sound like crap?
No.
Yes? Oh, that's comforting. Yeah, these 12 down here are like, yeah, it sounds good. The rest of the audience is like, no, it's crap. Yeah, I need to hear a little bit of that here. So, oh, that's why I wasn't playing well. You could have said something. I had a pick stuck in it. I thought it sounded a little weird. I learned to play guitar. I started playing guitar on a Monday after a Sunday night in 1963 when I was 13 years old. Yeah, if you do the math, it's pretty quick. I can do it for you. That means in April, I'll be 35. This band broke called the Beatles, and I saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show, and the next day, like 2 million others, I went out and bought an electric guitar, and I just kept playing, and I got to know John very, very well, and met all the boys years later when I became successful. And on one drunken evening of 1974, New Year's Eve, we sat down and played songs that I remembered all the lyrics and he forgot them all. And now it's funny because I can't remember a bloody one of them either. But here's how it began for me.
This happened almost before when I came to your door. Said you were not alone, tired of every phone, and that's a lie. Cause I know where you've been, as long as all you walk in, you're gone. If I were you, I'd realize that I love you more than any other. I believe that I heard it from when you gave me no reply. No reply. No reply. Hand in hand,
You know, I could have gone on and on, but of course, the same thing happened to me, happened to John. I had no idea what words I was singing. It's a funny thing how that happens to you as the years go on, you know, you hit that 30. So we were young lads at the time, both of us, and I was 24, he was 34, and we sang some great songs together, some of mine, some of his, and this was always one of my favorite, and this one he forgot the words, and I'll try not to. Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. Since she's gone, can't go on feeling towards more. How could she shed on me love without a way? Gather around all you can, let me hear you sing. This is your part. No.
Hey. Wait, wait, wait.
Obviously a lot of white people here tonight. I'm thinking 80 to 90% intoxication. So when I nod my head, that's when you go. Did any of you guys pass Glee Club? When I nod my head, you go, hey! Okay? So, I'm... Get the hook for this guy over here, okay? Okay. Where was I? No, I wasn't at hey.
Gather around all you clowns, let me hear you sing.
And let's pray.
Hey! You got to hide your love away.
Here we go.
Hey! You got to hide your love away.
Give yourselves a hand. I marvel sometimes at your musical talent. Yeah. Those were the days when I used to be able to... Sorry, when I was working in the theater. I've been very fortunate to work in a lot of different venues all over the world, and I am again embarking on another vacation. This time I'm going to be off for about a month, and then I'm going to head out and go back to the UK for one more time in spring. And some of you have mentioned to me in the audience just here tonight, there's been a lot of talk. Thankfully, for the first time in my life, I have, I'm fulfilling a dream of mine. I have a horse in one of the big preps for the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, called the Lane's End Stakes. His name is Mayan King, and I want to wish him and all of you the best of luck tonight in the casino. The best of luck tomorrow. If you're betting on my horse, please, God, let it happen. It's a dream, and all of us, I hope, we get a chance to fulfill our dreams. I've certainly fulfilled a lot of mine, and one of them was to be able to do what I get to do and what I've been able to do because of all of you for the last 35 years successfully. So the next couple songs I'm going to dedicate to you. I just hope you're not disappointed.
Never!
His name is Mayan King, my friend. So here's, after I listened to all those great Beatles songs, I actually got to get in the studio and record one of my favorites that was a big hit for me. Let's see if you remember this one.
Will there come a day when I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time we can find the time to reach out for one another? You've been traveling in circles such a long, long time, trying to say hello. We can just let it ride to someone that I'd like to get to know. I'll meet you halfway. That's better than no way. There must be some way to get us together. Will there come a day you and I can say we can finally touch each other? Will there come a time we can find the time to reach out to touch each other? We're traveling in circles for a long, long time, trying to say hello. Just let it ride to someone that I'd like to get to know. I'll meet you halfway. That's better than a way. There must be some way to get us together.
Now here's my favorite song I ever recorded, in a way I'd always like to record it, and some of you will recognize it, but I want you to know I think it's one of the greatest pop lyrics, one of the greatest pop melodies ever written, and imagine if I had recorded it like this. See if you don't think it might be just as beautiful a song you've ever heard.
I'm sleeping. Oh. Right in the middle of a good dream. And once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain, before I go insane,
open
up the
door
to rain. When I swing up in my bed, screaming out the words I think I love you. This morning, woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. And so I just decided to myself that I'd hide it to myself, and I'd never tell
Jesus.
But then I go and shout when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Love there is no cure for.
You're no better than a common thief.
You know, I have to tell you, I have been enjoying being here, being at this property. We've been here on and off for the last couple of years, and I've had so much fun. I've never got to play this room, and the idea that I got to invite all of the friends and people that have been coming here and being supportive. My heart goes out to you. I love you. I mean that sincerely. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope we can have a fantastic weekend together. So I'm going to play a song that was on my last platinum CD a couple years ago. Except that's the wrong guitar. Favorite songs ever written. I always wanted to record it. It was on my last platinum CD called Then and Now. And I hope you remember the song and view it in the same kind of love I do.
Tonight, let's warm it up now.
Casino in the entertainment department, in all aspects of it, I have had as good a time here as I've ever had anywhere else. I want you to put your hands together for all of the staff and everybody, not just in this arena, but here working here. And there's been someone who I've been working with. It's been pretty hands-on in the entertainment division, and I have been here many times now in the past 3 or 4 years. And tonight is her very first time of ever seeing me. Well, tonight, Terry, I understand Bob's here. Bob, stand up. I want to say thank you for bringing Terry and letting her come and see me tonight. Come on, Bob. Let's hear it for Bob. With or without your permission, I would like to just sing a song and dedicate it to all of those wonderful people who want my guitar picks, who were responsible for me having one of the most incredible careers, both in the theater and in television and in... No, I wasn't in the jockey commercial. No. What I was about to say in Las Vegas, in the recording industry, this was a multi-platinum album for me all over the world. It was number one for me in many, many countries. And it is one of my favorite songs. I want to dedicate it to each and every one of you who have been such a big part of my life. And I hope I've been able to bring you some joy and love and try and spread a little more of it out there when you walk out the store tonight. This one is for all of you. 35 years of this, baby.
Cherish the word I used to describe. All this feeling that I had, I knew for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times.
You look extremely bored, buddy.
You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a plan.
Let her come up and say hello. It's okay.
To this hope in my heart, it's time to reveal.
Let her come say hello. This is not... Oh, come on up here, baby. Come here.
All this feeling...
Come up here.
For you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I... Cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you.
Be careful now.
Yes, I do.
last night. I turned out the lights of the building, thought about you. I thought about the word it could be. 6 o'clock, wondering what I'm doing here alone without you. I close my eyes and dream you hit me. I woke up in love this morning. Like I know what you just missed. Something that I got to let you know. This is you. This pillow I'm hugging and kissing. And one more thing before I let you go.
I believe the skinhead cult gathering was in the other pavilion. Not sure exactly what that meant, but obviously these two will be joining you later. I always wanted to own, I'm a huge sports fan and have been. I grew up in New York, as a lot of you know. I lived in Connecticut at one point. Yeah, Mr. New York in Connecticut. And the last time I was here, it was the end of the baseball season, and yeah, let's hear it for baseball. I always wanted to own a baseball franchise, and believe it or not, at one point, I was wealthy enough before they stole it to have bought the New York Yankees, which was where I grew up and my team. I know where we are, guys. The wonderful thing about baseball is, and I say this all the time, I said it last year. Yeah, that's right. That's right, they do. That's right. You can just keep saying that to yourselves as you get up to 26. We don't have to do those kinds of things where we come from. We just look up and see all those banners. I want to congratulate the Boston Red Sox on their world championship last year. No, no. No, we don't boo. What we do is we applaud the fact that we all get to enjoy something that is truly a passion for me. and has been for over 100 years. It is our way of saying, God bless you. This is the greatest game that's ever been created, and it's the greatest rivalry in sports. Here's to another great year of it next week, baby. Being a purist, and it's hard. I can only imagine, and I mean this sincerely. A lot of my friends are very, very big Red Sox fans, and I love that. Imagine how much fun it would be. Just try and imagine if you took one or the other team out, no matter what side you're on. How much fun would the baseball season be without the other? Not. How much crap could you give guys that you know, that you've been friends with for so many years that are Yankee fans, that you've hated, right? How many Red Sox fans have you Yankee fans been able to just take and snub for so many years? Let the Red Sox fans enjoy their glory. Next week is another year, is it not? We shall see who's standing come October. May the best team win. I truly love you. This has been one of my most favorite experiences being here. I have to tell you that tomorrow is one of the biggest days for me in my life. I have been a passionate sports fan. I own a horse named Mayan King. He's in the Lane's End, which is a prep for the Kentucky Derby. If he wins or runs second, I shall be there on the first Saturday in May. It is my dream of my entire life. I wish you all to fulfill your own dreams. This song is for each and every one of you. God bless you. I mean, I love you.
Don't you know I've been a dreaming? Right
in the middle of me getting my picture taken tomorrow in the Winner's Circle. Yeah.
Of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head. I spring up in my bed, shimmy out the words I dread. I think I love you.
Let me hear it.
This morning I woke up with a feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself, and I never talk about it. But didn't I go and shout it when you walked into the room? I think I love you. I think I love you. So am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'll get you up.
The part that I used to get down on my one knee before it went south.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what that's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey, I think I love it. So am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm there, okay. If you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think that I better stay around. Love you. You think I got a case? Let me ask it to your face. Do you love me?